As we're joined here with assistant coach Landon Frank here in the post game. Congratulations on the victory tonight, Coach. You know, probably other than maybe the final 2 minutes plus of that second quarter, this was all dominated by Scott City tonight.
Yeah, we come out running the ball, and we most definitely dominated the line and just kind of ran it where we wanted to until the end of that second quarter. They got a little momentum with a few passes and kind of got us off our game and kind of stuck it to us there for a little bit.
Well, they did, and it's 14-7, but I thought it was good to see your kids composed. Getting that locker room. They forced a turnover late in the second quarter, but I thought it was a big statement drive for your team to open up the second half, march it down the field, 11 plays, 65 yards, and just pounding it down the field there play by play, and really no negative plays there in that third quarter on that drive.
Yeah, you know, that takes a lot of concentration, too, to come back. You were, you know, the end of that second half, you get rattled a little bit, and then to come back, keep your composure, and just march it down the field. And I don't know how long of a drive that was, but it was pretty significant.
Yeah, the balance for you guys carrying the ball tonight, and I thought Harrison King, yes, he threw the pick six late in the second quarter, but I thought other than that, he took a step forward in his decision-making, and he's continued to look pretty confident out there as a quarterback.
You know, I think our running game, if we keep running that ball, and that'll loosen that passing game up a little bit for him, and as he makes those completions, he's going to get more confidence. So,
and you know, the you can call him about the four horses in the backfield there when you include Brandon Winterland, when he checks in there for Kale Bacale and Parker Hunter. They just did a good job of moving around there, and credit to the line there for opening up some big holes for him.
Yeah, you know, all four of them seniors there, and they're pretty decent sized, every one of them. I think Hunter's the smallest of the bunch, and he's about 185, 190 pounds. So,
yeah, defensively here, this is a dominant performance here, and you know you're doing some pretty good things when you're forcing Ulysses to have to pass for really the last three quarters.
Yeah, it's pretty unique. You know, Ulysses is pretty much run-orientated. And when you start making them pass in the second quarter, you know you've stopped something.
Well, a big win for you guys here to get to 4-0 halfway through this regular season already. And I think this is probably your biggest test of the year, and nothing to take away from Hugoton, nothing to take away from Holcomb. But this is your biggest test, and I think you have to like what you see as you head toward the second half of the season, starting at Russell next Friday night.
Yeah, and it sounds like from the scores out there, they're not going to be easy either. I think it's just going to be tougher as we get on in the season. This was a nice test for us. You know, defense stayed pretty strong. It'll be fun.
Well, congratulations, victory 4-0 on the year, and we'll see you guys next week over at Russell.
All right, thanks.